B-Pod Studios.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God.
Checkpoint XP.
I'm Robbie Landeson from Checkpoint XP, and I'm joined here today by Matt Iorio, otherwise known as Cool Matt, the general manager of the Houston Outlaws. Matt, thank you so much for joining me.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the first thing I'd like to start off with is, as the new general manager, you know, I'm just wondering, and for those out there, you know, who are kind of wondering what a general manager does, what are some of your, you know, day-to-day responsibilities, and what are some of the plans that you hope to enact for the 2020 season?
Well, you know, right now, my responsibilities, I think it kind of changes depending on which team you're looking at. The general manager position, it can be a little vague, but for me, I'm focused really on roster stuff right now. So that means talking with players, negotiations, contracts, really like building out a vision for what we want our team to look like next year and the kind of type of player that we want to be a part of it. You know, we're hoping to build a winning team next year. And I think that we're taking the right steps there. And I think fans, as pieces start to fall together of our roster, they're going to understand that we're taking this very seriously. A lot of people might think that, you know, we're making cutbacks. You know, it's obviously the end of one part of the Outlaws, but, you know, we're all in this, and we're in it to win it. We're fully committed, and our goal is to make like the best team we can make, and whatever that means. So we're you know, full steam ahead, honestly, and we're really excited about next year.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the roster the Outlaws are currently fielding. So far, we know that Hydration is still under contract. Dante, while a free agent, has said his future could still be with the Outlaws, but everyone else seems to be hitting free agency. So what can you tell us about that current roster situation?
Yeah, so for this year, I mean, our owners kind of came into this. We are doing a rebuild. That there's no secret there. We have informed all the players of their statuses, and while we didn't retain any, we chose not to extend any of their contracts, but we are still open to discussion with certain players about bringing them back next year. Just kind of trying to figure out how that looks. But next year for us is really our opportunity, we feel, to fulfill the vision that we have for the team. That we kind of came into it this year with a system in place already, and we weren't really able to enact our will, so to speak, onto how we think things should be running. And so this year for us is really our chance here to forge our own destiny and like prove that we can turn this into something really, really successful. You know, I think Outlaws has always been known as a really popular team, and that's really great. You know, fans love it. It's really, you know, we're top class in terms of doing content and fan engagement, that type of stuff. But we've had our ups and downs, but we've never been like known for being a really strong team. And we think that we have the ingredients there already to maintain that popularity, to build our brand and like amplify our players. We also think we can do that while we're winning. So we want to, you know, maintain that level of fan engagement and popularity, but we also want to win at the same time. And we think that we are taking the right steps to make that happen.
So November 23rd is the date that the Outlaws must have at least 7 players signed to the rosters. Now, you guys had just picked up Junkbuck as a co-head coach with Harsha. So what does the rest of November look like in regards to helping fill out these positions?
So for us, we're in the process of evaluating new players. We're doing open tryouts. We have a ton of applicants there that we're really excited about. And so we'll be evaluating new players, negotiating contracts, and finding the people that fit in best with what we're trying to build. Finding players that really respect, you know, our vision and what we think is necessary to make a winning team.
Now, it's been a little bit of a bumpy ride for the Outlaws these past 2 seasons here, especially without having a proper parent organization through most of 2019. What are some of the changes that you're looking to implement in the first full year under the Beasley Media Group?
Well, the Outlaws traditionally has been, you know, a popular brand, so we want to maintain that. Yeah, so we're trying to maintain the same level of fan engagement and quality of content and kind of the popularity and the stuff that Outlaws is known for already and the things that the fans love. We still want to do all that, but we want to do that on a team that's going to be performing it at the highest level. We're looking to be, you know, contenders for to be winning these tournaments midseason. We're looking to be to make a deep playoff run and win the whole thing. So we're dreaming really big. In order to make that happen, we're looking for the right group of players that are going to be on the same page from the beginning. They're going to understand that, you know, this they have certain obligations they're going to have to fulfill. We're going to be having more of like a strict structure, I think, in terms of you know, requirements for professionalism and what we expect from players. And we want players that are going to really buy into this vision from the start, players that are naturally really talented and gifted mechanically, but also have like a really strong sense of like teamwork and camaraderie. And, you know, no player is greater than the whole team. Like that's the thing. You know, we want players that are going to fit into our vision, and we want to build the best structure that we can to support that. And, you know, bringing Junk Buck in, I think, is going to help us there a lot, because this is someone that understands what it means to be on a winning team. And so this is someone that knows the structure that needs to be in place. And really, a lot of what he's saying and a lot of the things that he thinks we need to be doing are things that like that we're on the same page with already. So it's been great working with him, because we're already aligned in so many ways. So like I think that we're on the right track. And just having him on board too to like reinforce that just it makes us even more confident in our vision.
Well, speaking of Junk Buck, now the co-position that he and Harsha are now sharing is an interesting new dynamic. Since Junk Buck hasn't been with you that long, how do you see that dynamic working between him and Harsha?
Junk Buck and Harsha have a lot of history together. They've been on a lot of teams together. They know how one another works, and I think they complement each other really well. So they already know how they work, and they're going to be able to really leverage that dynamic that they already have to make a team run really smoothly. They understand what each one is going to be doing in the team. They're going to have that foundation already to build off of. So I think that this is like our dynamic duo that we're looking at to really lead our team to something great next year.
So finally, you know, there are a lot of fans out there that aren't happy to see, you know, some of the players that are leaving the Outlaws. As one of the original Outlaws from the inaugural season and now as general manager, what would you say to the fans that are starting to feel like their team is gone?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the fan perspective more than anybody, right? Like these are people that I've been playing with for such a long time that I consider some of my closest friends, and we've gone through a lot together. So seeing them go, like it was harder on me than it was going to be on any of the fans. But I mean, we're not going to squander their legacy and what we've built together. You know, we still want to deliver the best performance for our fans. And I think that even though they're gone, like we'll carry on their spirit in a sense. And people are still going to, you know, love us for what we're known for. And people are still going to fall in love with our roster.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for giving me some of your time today. I appreciate it. And we're looking forward to seeing what the Outlaws can do in 2021.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so happy to really be able to talk about next year a little bit. And we're really excited about what we can do and the future for the Outlaws. And I think that the fans are going to be really excited too, as the pieces fall together and they understand that we're serious about this, and we have a real vision and plan in mind to make this successful.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.